If this band didn't get this album right, they were gonna go broke. I don't know whether to call it the strippers album, the pop rock album, the sonic single hits album. Either way, it's a great album. Hysteria, Def Leppard. Originally hinted to be produced by Jim Steinman, who had different ideas. He wanted to go for that live band sound. He wanted that raw energy, all trapped up. You know, like the Meatloaf album, Bat Outta Hell, like Bonnie Tyler's album as well. It was sort of broad and live and loud. But the band was thinking differently. They actually wanted to do something more constructive, sonic, more detail-oriented. They wanted a hit out of every single song. And with Mutt Lange, who had been producing their album since, I think, about 1981, he continued to do so. He found the time, eventually. It took 5 years, I think, in total for this album to actually hit the shelves. And it did extremely well. Leading up and during the makings of Hysteria, Rick Allen was in hospital for some lengthy period of time before getting home, of course, with one arm after a vehicle accident. It was in hospital, actually, during the writing of these songs and putting it all together, that he dreamt up the idea or the concept with a friend of his of putting together a drum kit that would work with one arm. And it was leading up to this album where it actually all got put together, tested out, and became a forever thing. This was in the era, days of Steve Steeman Clark. Unbelievable guitarist. That really unique sound of Def Leppard came from Steve Clark. And of course, the songs, the written songs, of course, co-written with the other members of the band as well. It just wouldn't have sounded the same without him at this point, I don't think. And it took somebody like Clark at the time, before he passed away, to make sure that this album, and it ended up becoming really a legacy of his more than anything, I think. Now, of course, his replacement, a stupendous guitarist by the name of Vivian Campbell, who did a lot of work with Ronnie James Dio in the early stages. In fact, I can find several interviews with Ronnie James Dio that pronounces Vivian Campbell as one of the best guitarists, and you'd have to agree. And he seems like a new member of Def Leppard, but of course, you know, 20, 25 years in, I think it's a lot more than just a, you know, a whim. Individually, a couple of songs that are worthy of note. Love Bites was actually meant to be a little bit more twangy, a little bit more loud than what it is. Thankfully, they didn't. Yet another hit single. Another song, Animal, the first released single from the album, believe it or not, took 3 years in gestation. I mean, that's a long time for a song to finally be finished and get out there. Now, this was a combination of not just the band, but also the producer, John Mutt Lange. John Mutt Lange, he's a perfectionist, and nothing gets released without it being wow. And of course, Pour Some Sugar on Me, which in North America is the, I guess, quintessential colloquial tag song for this particular band. But look, you know what? The band saw Pour Some Sugar on Me as their foray, their introduction into what was called rap rock. I mean, it doesn't sound like rapping rock, but you know, for the time that this album came out, this was a new thing. It had a different sound, and only other bands could imitate it. It was also a bit of a test it and see in terms of the length of the album. There are a lot of songs on this album, and it goes, I think, over 60 minutes. From beginning to end. And you think, well, yeah, an hour. But if you pick up any album now, any album, it's like 38, 40 minutes max. So yeah, a 60, 63 minute album is huge. So there's a lot of bang for the buck. Hysteria is one of those albums that's one of the biggest selling albums in the world to not go digital and available through digital music. So it's been out for over 34 years or something? Something ridiculous. And still, you know, try and find it online digitally. I mean, you can get it, right? But for 30 years, it was only available through vinyl or CD. You know, they just didn't want to go down the other path because of the limited amounts of money that you get back. But I mean, this album has made so much money for the band, they really don't have to work anymore. Well, that's it. Time for me to go. Until the next show, episode, remember, a rolling pearl gathers no oysters. Or something like that. Until next time.